WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station, or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. This Saturday marks 11 months on the job for Texas A&M Interim President Mark Hussey.
Dr. Hussey at this week's A&M Faculty Senate meeting led off with an observation of how long he's held the interim post.
And before anyone asks this question, I will tell you that's 4 months longer than what I had anticipated serving when I was asked if I would accept the appointment.
Hussey says he intentionally stays away from any discussion of the presidential search, so far as excusing himself if he's in earshot of any conversation. He did share there's a good pool of candidates for Vice President of Student Affairs and expects the start of interviews to begin as early as next February. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Motorists in West Bryan were slowed to stopped for more than 1 hour on Tuesday night following a four-car crash that left six people with non-life-threatening injuries. The pileup took place just before 6 p.m. on Harvey Mitchell Parkway near Rockwood, which is between Villa Maria and Traditions Drive. Three others were not hurt, including a driver from Mexico who was ticketed for not having a driver's license and failing to stay in his lane. More details are online at WTAW.com. For the second time in as many months, College Station police say scammers are using their phone numbers to make threatening calls.
When the person answers, they allege a variety of transgressions, whether it's unpaid taxes, a warrant, that their identity's been stolen, something to then elicit either personally identifying information from the victim or payment of some sort.
Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says those who receive suspicious calls should hang up and return the call to the number to determine the legitimacy of the caller. American Momentum Bank made a hefty donation to the Brazos Valley Food Bank's $4 million warehouse expansion project.
On behalf of American Momentum Bank, I'm proud to present this check for $250,000 in support of Because Hunger Won't Wait.
Frank Verisco, the bank's market president, encourages the community to also support the campaign this holiday season.
Food is a basic need. We must have it to thrive in our school, work, and it is necessary for an overall healthy livelihood.
The campaign's goal is to raise $1.5 million more dollars before next October. If the goal is met, they will receive a $500,000 challenge grant. Go online to WTAW.com for more information. Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Local holiday festivities continue Thursday night in Northgate with the annual lighting of decorated trees on the promenade.
Each business adopts a tree and a Christmas angel from St. Mary's, and each organization decorates a tree, kind of in a theme that goes along with their business. This isn't your everyday Christmas tree decoration. We get some pretty creative stuff out there.
Northgate District Association Executive Director Chris Scotty says there is free surface parking as part of the yearly Northgate Wonderland program, which starts Thursday night at 6:30. WTAW News Time, 6:12. It's 44 degrees. This look at the news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. We'll have more news at 6:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Farm Patch can help you with all of your entertaining, decorating, and gift-giving needs this year. The Farm Patch has the extremely popular classic fruit and gourmet baskets that are exceptional. You can even pick up your fresh shell pecans, nuts, and fruits for your holiday baking. And don't forget to pick up your freshly cut Christmas tree at the Farm Patch Christmas Tree Lot under the big red and white tent on University Drive. The Farm Patch wishes you a Merry Christmas.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, it's 6:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, it's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products to keep your family comfortable all year long. Don't forget about their 8-to-8 service. That's Barker's Heating and Cooling.
High pressure is going to be moving, and that means our weather is going to be changing. Some cloudiness coming up out of Mexico today. So any sun gives way to increasing clouds, highs near 65. Cloudy tonight, there could be a shower. We're close to 50 overnight. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow with the chance for a stray shower, 65. Lots of clouds tomorrow night. There could be a shower, lows near 50. Partly to mostly cloudy Friday with highs near 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll look at your sports here in just a shake with A&M men taking it on the chin, A&M women staying perfect on the season, more accolades for A&M football, and Johnny Football's going to get the nod Sunday. All that and more in sports. We'll do it for you at 6:50.
Well, you know, around the holiday time, we always like to have these little warm and fuzzy feel-good stories, right?
Sure.
Missouri waitress got the tip of her life last weekend. Cindy Grady, a waitress at the Cracker Barrel in Branson. That can't be a busy store at all.
No.
You ever think, man, they start serving dinner at 3 in the afternoon. I mean.
No, they serve breakfast all the time at Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, I guess that's probably right. I ate there once. She's a waitress there. Married couple who are regular customers at the restaurant had noticed after several visits that Cindy was depressed. And when they found out that she didn't have reliable transportation, they decided to help out. So Gary and Roxanne Tackett showed up with a car that they had purchased, and they handed her the keys. Overwhelmed she was, and says she felt like nobody cares, and now she feels very different.
Holy mackerel, Andy.
There you go. That's
Merry
not
Christmas.
A bad deal. Yeah, good.
It's going to be a good day.
So a word to you wait staff.
Well, and the other part of that is they didn't write it down on that little slip, so there ain't no tax.
Information. That's right. Just roll that baby up there. Oh, man.
Not that I would ever avoid taxes.
No,
let me make that clear.
That's exactly right. We know where you are. We know where you live. And most importantly, we know where you work. So there.
Sadly, I think they know where everybody.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, we'll have more about that today, by the way.
I figured.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Let me tell you about a client that came in my office the other day. This young lady was going through a divorce. And she was very nervous and upset about it. So I comforted her by telling her that my primary goal for my clients is to get them through the divorce procedure in the shortest period of time with the least amount of legal fees and the least amount of pain. Now, I don't have control over those three areas, but by the time I talked to her and told her that my job was to represent her and make sure all of her rights are protected in the divorce procedure, she felt a lot better about it. So, if you're looking for an understanding attorney, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200. That's 779-7200. Or visit Family and EstateLaw.com.
616, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's day 344. It's the 10th of December. There are 21 days to go. It's Human Rights Day. It's Nobel Prize Day. It's Lager Day.
As in to drink?
I think so.
Or lager as in I move wood?
No, L-A-G-E-R. Which could probably help you understand the Dewey Decimal System, because it's Dewey Decimal System Day. Librarians are the only ones who understand it.
File that one in the 800s, if
That's
you will.
That's right. Dewey Decimal System equals job security for librarians.
That was one of my first jobs.
It was what?
Librarian.
Really?
And I think third grade.
That just meant you took the books back to Mrs. Johnson, who put them on the shelf. You didn't reshelve them, did you?
I just didn't spend a lot of time in class. I was a good librarian's assistant.
One of those brown noser.
Yeah.
Gee whiz. And that, you know, of course, that's what I always liked at the college library. You'd look at something, and once you were finished with it, you'd just turn it sideways and set it down. They had people for that, you know. Well, but they understood who they were dealing with.
Yeah.
And actually, I mean, if you look at Dewey Decimal System, it's pretty amazing. I mean, it is.
Yeah.
It's they're able to put that together. And again, you know, nowadays, it'd be easy. You could just, you know, put out a PDF with all that stuff and just distribute it. But how in the world did they distribute that in the beginning? So that
stone tablets.
Libraries in Oregon would have, you know, the same thing that libraries in Massachusetts wouldn't.
Thumbing through
place.
That card system.
Yeah. Golly. Oh, man, that rocked and rolled, didn't it? Pull out those dog-eared cards.
I can still smell it.
Yeah.
I really can.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay, we just did 2 minutes on the Dewey Decimal System. And not a lot of radio stations do that. All right, it's 6:18. We got birthdays, too.
Yes, we do, and there's probably a reason that they don't.
Yeah.
Raven Simone is 29 years old from The Cosby Show, That's So Raven, and hanging with Mr. Cooper. Emmanuel Creakey is 37 from The Mentalist and Entourage. Summer Phoenix, the sister of River and Joaquin, is 36. Bobby Flay is 50. Yeah. Nia Peoples is 53. Kenneth Branagh is 54 from Harry Potter. I've got Blagojevich as having a birthday today.
Well, we do. Yesterday he was in. He was arrested.
Oh.
It was the anniversary of him being arrested.
Silly me.
Yeah.
He's 58. Susan Day from the Partridge Family, 62. The acquitted murderer slash country singer, Johnny Rodriguez, 63. And from Old Yeller. Tommy Kirk, 73 years old.
Still around, huh?
Yep.
Wow. Today would have been Dan Blocker's birthday. I only mentioned that because Tom Turbyville used to play the same drum that he did.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Matter of fact, like the bass drum or something in the same, because they went to the same school together.
No kidding.
Just at different times, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, Dan Blocker was older than Tom. I think he, yeah. Maybe it's a tuba. I don't remember. But it's the same musical instrument.
I was going to say Tom was a drummer?
No, no. A bass drum. What does that take? That just takes paying attention.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Releasing this report is an important step to restore our values and show the world that we are, in fact, a just and lawful society.
All right, so Democrats are putting American lives now in danger. Why? They're insisting on the release of this report on CIA interrogation techniques used in the aftermath of 9/11. Senator Dianne Feinstein, chair of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, has insisted on the release of the report before Republicans assume leadership in January. It's her way of saying goodbye. Now, the report includes damning evidence of threats and techniques used against detainees in the wake of the worst attack on American soil. So what's worse in your mind? Is it enhanced interrogation or is it drone strikes that killed civilians by Obama?
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, I've been telling you about a new game that my family, we've been playing for a couple of years. It's called the Wits and Wagers Party Game. Now, my wife and I and our kids, we love it. We discovered this game. It's like no other game you have ever played. All right, here's the great thing. You start playing. Everyone sort of begins to gather around the table. They turn off the Xbox. And guess what? You're creating family memories because the room is filled with cheering and laughter and fun. And the best part is everybody in the family, all ages, has a chance to win. My kids love that part. And now I'm seeing it all over the place these days. It's become a huge hit. It's called the Wits and Wagers Party Game. So if you have kids or know anybody with kids, or maybe you just enjoy spending time with friends, well, give them this game for Christmas. It's called the Wits and Wagers Party Game. Lock in that name, Wits and Wagers. It's the most clever game you will ever play. Fast-paced, fun. Just go get it. It's at Target, Toys R Us, Barnes & Noble. The Wits and Wagers Party Game, so popular, guess what? You can find it anywhere. Wits and Wagers, Wits and Wagers.
Well, cool weather will be back. It's not here right now, but the folks at Intercon remind you that with that cold weather coming, you're aware that your windows may not be sealing as tightly as they should, and that's where they come in. They can repair those existing windows if possible or replace them with more energy-efficient windows. If you're going to be building or you're doing remodeling, I mean, you have specialists for all the other things in the home that are important to you, your floor covering, your wall covering, what kind of cabinets you want. Well, the kind of windows you have make a difference, too, because builder's-grade windows are not the most energy-efficient. Now, a lot of smart builders are putting those energy-efficient windows in, but if that's not the case, or if you're doing the remodel and you're making those decisions, let the folks at Intercon be your expert when it comes to the kind of windows that will work best for you in whatever application that you have. Of course, they can make sure that either they're standard-sized windows or they can do specially-sized windows as well. Most importantly, it's a home-owned company. Father and son started, and since these are local folks and the people who install your windows are local as well, you're helping out the economy here. And you can save some money. If you're a BTU customer, they have some incentives, so we'll get in touch with the folks at BTU to find out about that. But first call, it goes to Intercon, 823-3639.
An encouraging forecast. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. It's expected more homeowners will stay up to date on their house payments next year. TransUnion says mortgage delinquency should fall back to pre-recession levels in 2015. The credit reporting agency predicts credit card delinquencies will hold steady at below average historical levels. A slight increase in credit card debt is expected. Burger King expects to complete its acquisition of Tim Hortons this week. The last hurdle was cleared when Tim Hortons shareholders approved the deal. The merged company will be the third largest quick-serve restaurant operator in the world. It will be known as Restaurant Brands International and have its headquarters in Canada. More employers are planning holiday parties, gifts, and bonuses this year, according to a survey by CareerBuilder. Workers who were surveyed were almost unanimous in saying they'd rather get a bonus than go to an office party. Stock market futures are slightly lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
If you're looking for a great relationship, but you're turned off by online dating, I've got a great new service for you, EH Plus. This is eHarmony founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. We've taken the best parts of eHarmony and personal matchmaking and combined them into a new service that's offline. No computer needed. That's EH Plus. A matchmaker will learn all about you and handpick your matches. If you're ready to find love, get started at ehplus.com/love.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
Are you a John Deere enthusiast, or are you searching for that perfect gift this holiday season? Well, don't forget Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. Stop by and check out this year's John Deere toys, from bicycles to wagons, all in John Deere green. For the older ones, check out the collectibles and clothing options. And for the outdoorsmen, Yeti coolers, UTV accessories, tools, gun safes, and more. Stop by and visit your local Sioux Falls Prater Equipment location, or visit them online at cptractor.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps.
It's the most beautiful time of the year. Lights fill the streets, spreading so much cheer. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe.
If you're a kid at heart, this really and truly is the most wonderful time of the year. And if you're in love, it's even more so, especially with all the mistletoe. Unless you're at TGI Fridays. They have a gimmick this Christmas where a drone carrying mistletoe hovers over couples so they can catch a fast kiss over mozzarella sticks. Well, a photographer from the Brooklyn Daily went out to do a little report on said drone. Unfortunately, something happened and the drone lost control while she was there and it clipped her. And according to her, chopped off a tiny chunk of her nose. From the pictures, it really just looks like a scratch, but she said it did take some flesh. The guy who was flying the drone has a different story. He says the photographer asked him to land it on her arm, and when he did, she flinched, and that's how her nose got clipped. No word on a potential lawsuit, but in this situation, wouldn't it just be easier to get under the mistletoe? Kiss and make up? And that's my commentary, brought to you by Gun Corps. For the person that has everything in your life, they have the perfect thing. They have tactical stockings. They're delightfully tacky and fun, and everything else that you could need for hunting or shooting needs. And they have the Gun Corps Guarantee. Go online and check it out for yourself. Everything they sell, they're going to cover except for ammunition. To find out more, go to gun-corps.com or see them in their brand new location on Texas Avenue across from the Kettle in the same shopping center as Prospectors. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you very much for listening.
Good morning. It's 627. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. A little cool out there this morning. About 43 is our high. We'll get up to 61 today. And the difference is that our winds are going to start coming around out of the southeast today. And so tomorrow we're looking at 64. We're up to 70 by Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as well. Slight chance of showers, about 30% for tonight and tomorrow. And then on Sunday, jumping ahead to there, there's a 40% chance of showers. So we'll see how all that kind of lays out. And again, our lows now will be in the 50s overnight since we're having the wind shift today. 89% relative humidity. Winds are calm at this point. Fair skies again, and it's 43.
I'll never forget
that moment.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
When you truly appreciate all the things you have, it's amazing what can start happening to your life. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, here's a sobering fact to consider. When asked at the end of their lives what older people regret, they more often say they regret having not done something more than they regret something they did that failed. Why do you suppose that is? I'm Mike Carruthers, and I believe it's because every one of us wants to succeed at something, many things. But those things, those secret goals you have, are easy to put off until later. But later never comes, and you wind up regretting what you didn't do. That's why I started a new website I'd like you to check out called the Success Mint at successmint.com. That's successmint.com. There, you'll find free information, videos, and podcasts all about success and how you can be more successful. It's a new website. I just started it, and I'd love to have you come check it out. Again, it's all free and all to help you succeed at whatever you want to do in work, life, and wealth. SuccessMint.com. Check it out now. SuccessMint.com. A service of Strand Media. It's a simple concept, and it goes like this.
You got to appreciate what you have to get what you want.
Dr. Noel Nelson, author of the book, The Power of Appreciation.
You can see this with people all the time if you just start tuning into it. There are people who walk around saying, life is terrible, I hate my life, life is dreadful, and you'll notice that their life just gets worse and worse. And there are people who are walking around saying, with no better reason than the others, you know, life is great, I enjoy my life, life is a good thing, and you'll notice that their life tends to get better and better.
Dr. Nelson says it's a simple idea and it does work, and she and her co-authors set out to test it.
We created appreciators groups, and Mike, what these people set out and accomplished was absolutely incredible. One gentleman who had a very bad relationship with his adolescent son basically wouldn't talk to him, and so the father decided to start appreciating his son, which was almost impossible because the kid was being so difficult, and he went with the basics. He appreciated the fact that he even had a child. And haltingly, creakingly, a relationship developed.
And not only can you get what you want by being appreciative, you can live longer.
That has been demonstrated in many, many different scientific studies. A famous study of centenarians showed that the people who live past 100 tend generally to be much more positive and optimistic and to appreciate life. They have an appreciation for the everyday stuff of life.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time. It's going to be 6:31, 43 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinard. Texas A&M Interim President Mark Hussey was the guest speaker at this week's Faculty Senate meeting.
Well, Dr. Hussey noted this Saturday marks his 11th month on the job, 4 months longer than he expected. He has intentionally stayed away from the ongoing presidential search.
I purposely stayed out of those discussions, and I really can't. There's probably some in this room that know a lot more than I do. I've been around in various meetings where people have started talking about it, and I've actually walked off and gone the other way. So, but I, like you, hope it moves forward at a rapid pace.
Hussey says the search for A&M's next vice president of student affairs has reached the point of holding candidate interviews as soon as next February.
I did speak with the chair of the committee the other day, and it looks like there's a good pool of candidates, and we'd be moving forward with that.
A wide-ranging update included preparing for next year's legislative session and issues facing students, employees in the College Station Bryan community. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
An unlicensed driver from Mexico began a four-car crash in West Bryan Tuesday night. Police say he was one of three who escaped injury. Six others received medical treatment at local hospitals for injuries that were not life-threatening. Traffic on Harvey Mitchell Parkway between Villa Maria and Traditions Drive was affected for more than 1 hour. One of the other drivers caught in the wreck was pinned after his car was hit head-on. He and two other passengers were hospitalized, as were two children in the back seat of another car who are 2 and 4 years old. All nine of the four cars were wearing seatbelts. All nine in the four cars were wearing seatbelts. More details are online at WTAW.com. Scammers are again using College Station Police Department phone numbers to call and make threats. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says a variety of threats are made if potential victims don't pay or provide personal information.
What's concerning to us is, one, first and foremost, we don't want anyone to become victimized and suffer identity theft or lose any finances. That's our first and foremost priority, but we also certainly don't want anything that will be detrimental to the trust relationship that we have with our community.
Flieger says police and municipal court will call for some things, but not to make a threat.
We certainly, under in no circumstances, would we call up, threaten immediate arrest, other consequences such as deportation, expulsion from school, you know, levying of taxes, any number of other threats.
In the past week, Flieger says College Station dispatchers have fielded dozens of inquiries from potential victims. The Brazos Valley Food Bank is one donation closer to meeting its goal for the Because Hunger Won't Wait campaign.
American Momentum Bank's Frank Farisco presented a check for $250,000 Tuesday, one of the largest gifts the food bank has received.
The Brazos Valley Food Bank not only helps individuals and families in our area with access to nutrition, our nutritious meals, they go the extra step in regularly reaching out to children, seniors, and those needing emergency support, so thousands of hunger-plagued residents can live better and be better prepared to get on their feet.
If the campaign raises the remaining $1.5 million by next October, it will be granted a $500,000 grant from the Maybe Foundation out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. More information on the campaign is on our website at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The fourth annual Northgate Wonderland tree lighting ceremony is Thursday night.
We've seen in the past bottle-themed, plastic bottle, of course. The Conventioners Visitors Bureau usually does something with hotel keys. They make ornaments out of hotel keys. We've seen beer boxes created into ornaments or made up to look like gifts. All kinds of crazy stuff.
Northgate District Association Executive Director Chris Scotty says businesses and organizations adopted trees on the promenade and contributed gifts that will be donated by St. Mary's Catholic Church, distributed by St. Mary's.
We actually just got some great news from St. Mary's. They actually ran out of Christmas angels. So we are going to be doing a donation, a financial donation, from our member businesses that didn't get trees yet.
Thursday's program, which starts at 6:30, also includes singing carols and enjoying refreshments. There's also free surface parking. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 43 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Oh, you did your part. I didn't. Let's see here. Okay, let's try it again. See if this will work.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care, focused on you.
We'll talk to you for a minute. If you're not a Suddenlink customer, to let you know, the Suddenlink has you covered with the fastest speeds in the area. Speeds up to 100 megs available in Bryan. And Suddenlink's new minimum speed, 50 meg, that is 16 times faster than DSL. If you're not with Suddenlink, still messing around with the phone company, doing that DSL thing, great time for you to switch right now to the internet leader, that's Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com or you can go by the store. Now, here's another thing. If you're a Suddenlink customer already, you may not know that Suddenlink has all the major primetime network shows already recorded, saved, and available for you to watch on demand. They just added CBS, I guess, the last couple of weeks. You go to Channel 1, select the primetime folder, and there it is, every major network. There's NBC, CBS, ABC, and Fox. And many of their most popular shows are right there saved for you to watch as soon as 24 hours after they air. So go find your favorite show. If you happen to miss it live, you'll be able to find it on demand when you want it, how you want it. That's at Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get more information. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley leaders in foundation repair for over 30 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
A morning off to a cool start as the day goes on. Any sunshine will give way to increasing cloudiness. Highs today near 65. Lots of cloudiness tonight. Chance for a stray shower, 50. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow. There could be a shower during the day. Highs will be near 65. Clouds tomorrow night with a chance of a shower. Lows near 50. The outlook for Friday, we're going to be partly to mostly cloudy. And temperatures on Friday will be near 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We got to fight. You know, I got to do a better job of preparing our big guys. And
they got pounded in the paint last night. A&M only managed 8 rebounds in the first half. We'll have more on A&M men's and women's basketball. Johnny Football getting the start, and Nike is suing Adidas. All that and more coming up in sports.
All right.
Yeah, and when those two sue each other, it's big money.
Yeah, we'll just have to wait for the other shoe to drop.
That was good.
There you go. All right, Sam. Fine. Losing to Baylor, that's going to stick in the craw of a lot of people. That's not good.
It looked really bad for a while.
Yeah.
They at least managed to narrow the margins a little.
Hell, they lost by 13, didn't
it was
they?
Worse than that at one point. All at one point, though, they were up by 10.
Yeah, okay. It's like, so there. Okay.
I think it was 10 to 1.
All right.
For a while?
Well, it wasn't. Yeah. Guess what? Didn't end that way. All right. Let's see how all that works out. So we'll talk to Bill Flores in about an hour. Apparently, the boys and girls are getting along. They're playing well together.
Oh, much to our detriment, I
yeah.
think.
Well, sure. Yeah, exactly. That's. Do we need to be more concerned when they're all getting along?
Why on earth would you kick that can down the road halfway through someone's term?
Okay, but what they're saying, and I'm sure that you know, we'll talk to Bill about it this morning, what they want to do is they want to take that whole budget thing. The problem is any time the government gets shut down, the Republicans will be blamed no matter what.
Okay.
And they want to take that blame off of their backs. So,
Are they getting in return?
Okay, well, we'll see if we can find out today. Now, the Senate has already said that, okay, we'll go with this long-term funding. When we're saying long-term, folks, we're talking about September of next year, with the exception of Homeland Security, that they're going to fund through the end of February. Now, I think part of that has to do with the idea of, you know, the president's directive when it comes to immigration, because Homeland Security is going to be overseeing some of that. So we'll find out. We'll see what happens. But at least right now, it appears that the Senate will pass this as well, and so we won't have the brinksmanship that we certainly have had in the past.
And I don't know that we need it. It's just they're so worried about the media, they forget the people who elected them to take care of some of these issues, because they don't want to be blamed by the media for shutting down the government. Well, I'm going to blame them if the budget isn't right.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Well, and of course, the deal is we're doing 1.1 T. We're doing the T thing now. It'd be the $1 trillion budget. So we'll see. The Senate's got a few days to get this thing taken care of so that they can put the package together. Okay, they went ahead and released the report, obviously.
Yes, they did.
And it's interesting because you can listen to the director of the CIA from the Bush administration, and he's only a little bit more harsh than the current director of the CIA about this. George Tenet from the Bush administration called the report, quote, biased, inaccurate, and destructive. He also said it does damage to U.S. national security, to the men and the women of the Central Intelligence Agency, and most of all, to the truth. It is indeed a dark day for congressional oversight. Current director John Brennan says, while we made mistakes, the record does not support the study's inference that the agency systematically and intentionally misled each of these audiences on the effectiveness of the program.
Well, they said
which is about all he can say since he's the sitting director right now. Go ahead.
Well, they said it didn't work. But if I'm not mistaken, intelligence garnered from some of this
yeah.
is how we got
Yeah, it worked.
Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, no, it worked. Yeah, it worked. It did. The president issued a statement yesterday after the release.
Of course he did.
Yes, he did. And he said, quote, "One of the strengths that makes America exceptional is our willingness to openly confront our past, face our imperfections, make changes, and do better." Oh,
no. Hold on. Face our imperfections. I'm very much in favor of knowing what needs to be known. If there is stuff going on that's illicit or bad, that's what this oversight committee is for. And I trust the oversight committee when it works as a committee. The other half of this committee was saying this doesn't fix anything that it purports is wrong. And so that's where the real failure is here. Just dumping this knowledge on us without any context or attempt to fix what they say is wrong is it, that's what's
right.
supposed to happen.
Context is what is missing here. Of course, I've watched Homeland. I love Homeland. Yeah, if you watch that, I guarantee you Kerry will do anything it takes, right? So anyway, and I don't know. I'm going to hope that somewhere we have wet teams who work in the dark. You know, maybe seven people, and they may all make $100,000 a year, and they just go take care of things. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Just, that's what I'm saying.
Magic happens over here.
Exactly.
Problem solved.
Exactly. That's, you know, we hope there are people out there who are taking care of the magic, because by doing this, you have put people in harm's way even more so. And again, this is the same administration that, oh, by the way, gave up the name of a CIA station chief in an oopsie.
Oops.
Didn't mean to do that. Fine. He used a town hall event in Nashville yesterday to defend his unilateral actions on immigration as well. We're talking the president.
What action?
He said
he whispered in the ear of Jay.
Yeah, he did.
That's it.
Yeah, but it's action. He's an organizer, remember.
He or said, Jay Johnson. I always forget that's his first
that's
name.
His Jay, yeah. Quote, "It's true a future administration might try to reverse some of our policies, but I'll be honest with you. Oh, will you now?"
If you have to say that,
you probably won't.
Chances are pretty strong you ain't.
Yeah. "The American people basically have a good heart and want to treat people fairly. And every survey shows that if, in fact, somebody has come out and subjected themselves to a background check, registered, paid their taxes, the American people support allowing them to stay." He added, "So any future administration that tried to punish people for doing the right thing, I think, would not have the support of the American people." Mr. President, you are making people who are not doing the right thing believe that they will be able to be citizens. That's what you're doing that's not right. There are people out there who—and, you know, the United States has done this before. They fast-tracked people to a citizenship before.
Not this many.
No, they did it back in the Reagan administration. It wasn't right then, and it's not right now. I didn't see anything about learning the native language. Oh, I guess I can't say that.
No.
That would be insensitive. Okay, the New York Times reports that many in the Democrat Party's left-leaning progressive wing not backing off their efforts to convince Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren to run for president. The group MoveOn.org poised to spend one milski on a campaign to draft Ms. Warren into the 2016 presidential race. Alia Shaman, who probably has not been heard on this radio station before, is the executive director of MoveOn.org, tells the newspaper, I wonder if she was wearing wool socks and Birkenstocks when she said this.
Probably.
Yeah, and a very, very long denim dress. "We want to demonstrate to Senator Warren that there is a groundswell of grassroots energy nationally in key states to demonstrate that there is a path for her." You know what, hon?
Whoa!
Okay.
S-C-O-T-T at Brian Broadcasting.
Okay.
You know what? I guarantee you this national groundswell that she's talking about is probably in about 85 zip codes in America, okay?
I pray they run Elizabeth Warren. She explains quite well what liberals want to do.
Yes, she does.
She actually puts it out there, and she is so far left. I think Hillary could actually garner more votes than her.
Oh,
name recognition alone, but she is not. That is not a popular position that she holds on many things.
But the echo chamber that this lady has is fine.
They believe their own BS.
I know they all
I
got
really
together.
Hope they run her. It'd be so entertaining.
Yeah.
Do you have anything on the gun law that went in Wisconsin?
No.
We got a time.
Yeah, that's okay.
So there's a police department that has said, we want to come in and look in your homes to see if there's any guns that you may have that you don't know about.
What?
They're asking,
you don't know about?
They're asking for people to volunteer to allow their homes to be searched.
Okay.
Well, it's in Enid, Wisconsin or something. Right. I can't remember.
Yeah, okay.
But I saw that and went, really?
We'll have to have a look at that.
What
all right.
guns did you forget?
Yeah, I forgot I had that.
Oh. Aggie fan Slavodchek sausage is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics and available all season long at Kyle Field. Slavodchek uses the same great Czech recipe you've been used to for years and is made just down the road in Snook, Texas. Slavodchek has been part of the Aggie community since 1957. So come see us at Kyle or look for us at your local HEB, Walmart, or Sam's Club. Slavodchek sausage. Proud to be the official sausage of the Aggies.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
How well your spring and summer flowering shrubs and vines perform in this new year will depend to a large degree on the care that you give them over late winter. Even though they're totally dormant at this time of year, many types are even completely bare, they'll still benefit from midwinter attention. I have some particulars. I'll have winter care of flowering shrubs right after this message. It's the perfect Christmas gift. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I self-published my new book so I could have the book I've always wanted. It's not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening. In fact, it's 24 years newer and an entirely new format. 840 photographs and 340 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is a monthly calendar 48 pages long of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. Only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting a signed copy personalized if you wish. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Available by calling my office, 800-752-GROW. That's 800-752-4769. Also available from my website, neilsperry.com. Satisfaction guaranteed. Let's start our winter care of flowering shrubs by talking about pruning. If you have need to prune crepe myrtles, abelias, altheas, trumpet creepers, and other summer flowering shrubs and vines, winter is the time to do so. However, probably 95% of the trimming that's done to these plants is done incorrectly. Either it wasn't needed at all, or it was done improperly or in excess. The best example of this mistake is in the barbaric topping many Texas neighbors do to their crepe myrtles. Listen to this one now. Pruning should never be used as a means of controlling height of any plant, most especially crepe myrtles. Neil, my crepe myrtle is too tall. When can I cut it back? That just makes my skin crawl. You don't want to cut crepe myrtles back. Don't top them. There is no reason ever to top a crepe myrtle. If you have a crepe myrtle that's been topped, the best way to get an attractive plant back is to cut it to the ground and let it resprout. It'll come back vigorously, and you can train those new shoots to grow without having been topped. You can never get rid of the scars otherwise. If the plant is too tall for its surroundings, move it, for goodness sakes. Don't whack it. The same advice applies to altheas, abelias, trumpet creepers, pomegranates, Texas sage, and other summer flowering shrubs and vines. Do as little pruning as you must, but do it during the winter dormant season. Now, by comparison, spring flowering shrubs and vines should not be pruned at all during the winter or the fall. They produce their flowers on growth made the preceding season, so to trim them now would be to cut into their flower production significantly. Prune them immediately after they finish blooming.
course, if you have an isolated branch that's been damaged or that blocks an important view, it can be removed at any time. But major pruning of spring flowering shrubs and vines is done immediately after they finish blooming. Bush roses are pruned during the winter, especially between mid-January and mid-February. Regardless of the variety, the type, or its current size, prune bush roses back by 50%, making each cut just above a bud that faces out from the center of the plant. You want to water your flowering shrubs during periods of extended dry weather. We certainly have those in Texas. Even though their tops may be dormant, their root systems continue to grow during the winter. If you have shrubs that become too large for their surroundings, winter is the time to transplant them while they're dormant. That'll get you started. I'm Neil Sperry. Landscaping is more than an individual affair. We'll talk about it in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. In the 100th year of competition between two basketball programs, freshman Jonathan Motley had 22 points, and Baylor overcame a slow start to beat Texas A&M 77-63 when the former Big 12 and Southwest Conference rivals played for the first time in three seasons. The Aggies could only manage 8 rebounds in the first half, and head coach Billy Kennedy put the loss squarely in the paint.
We got to fight. You know, I got to do a better job of preparing our big guys and to fight more. We physically got whipped and just didn't fight. That's something we were concerned about in the beginning of the year. But, you know, you're coming into Baylor, Motley and Rico Gathers, who are both very good players, and I got a lot of respect for them. But I didn't anticipate they would dominate us like they did.
Up to last night, the guys had won 5 in a row. They'll try and start another streak Saturday at Reed Arena against Youngstown State. Pregame at 3:30. The tip-off is at 4 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The ladies fared a little better. Courtney Williams scored 21 points to lead 3 Aggies in double figures, and Texas A&M women's basketball improved to 10-0 with a 70-62 win over SMU last night. Jordan Jones flirted with a triple-double with 16 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists, while Tori Scott added 12 points and 7 boards for the Aggs. The ladies take on Houston Saturday at 1:30 live from Reed Arena, and catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Texas A&M Soccer Associate Head Coach Phil Stevenson was tabbed as the South Region Assistant Coach of the Year by the National Soccer Coaches Association of America. On out of the NFL, where the Cleveland Browns are switching quarterbacks. They're going to go with Johnny Football over Brian Hoyer for Sunday's game against the visiting Cincinnati Bengals. The man he's replacing, Brian Hoyer, is saying exactly the same thing that Johnny said at the start of the season.
Coach, that's his decision, and I respect his decision. And, you know, for me, we just got to keep the same mentality. So it's about being mentally tough, and I think, if anything, I've proven that I can handle that. So, you know, I keep the same, you know, attitude and prepare the same way.
Manziel has participated in just 18 plays since being taken in the 22nd pick in the draft last year. Hoyer led the Browns to a 7-6 record but has struggled since November. The Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton spent last night in a local hospital after being injured in a 2-car crash near the team's stadium early in the morning. Here's spokesman Charlie Dayton.
Cam's in fair condition and will remain at Carolina's Medical Center throughout overnight for observation. Further tests this afternoon revealed that Cam does have 2 fractures in his lower back, but no other internal injuries.
The injury is similar to what Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo's been playing through. Dayton said it was unclear if Newton would be able to practice this week or play in Sunday's game against the Buccaneers. In the NBA, Marc Gasol had 30 points, and the Memphis Grizzlies withstood 18 three-pointers from the Dallas Mavericks to win 114-105. Mavs coach Rick Carlisle said that they had to shoot long. The Grizzlies were physical inside.
We got to continuously work at doing better against big physical teams. It's a big challenge. No, there's no doubt about it. You know, they got the better of us in there. They're a big paint point team, so they're going to get some. But it's going to be an ongoing challenge that we just got to take.
Derek Favors scored 21 points, and the Utah Jazz snapped a 9-game losing streak with a 196 win over the San Antonio Spurs. From the NHL, Winnipeg rookie Adam Lowry scored twice in the second period to lead the Jets to a 5-2 win over the Dallas Stars. And finally, from the shoe wars, for years, the world's two largest apparel companies, Nike and Adidas, have battled for supremacy with competition occasionally leading to lawsuits over designs or material which are considered proprietary. But Monday, Nike took it a step further, suing 3 former designers who had left the company, alleging they used Nike trade secrets to sell themselves to Adidas. The lawsuit filed in a county in Oregon where Adidas has its U.S. headquarters alleges that some of its biggest designers, while still employees with Nike, they began to build a blueprint to replicate Nike's famous innovation kitchen and stole secrets from inside its walls to take elsewhere. The suit is seeking $10 million in damages. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryant, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Do you like saving money? We like saving you money. Let's get together for an amazing year-end sale on every new Chevrolet at Tom Light Chevrolet. Why wait until after Christmas? At Tom Light, we're offering our best today like we do all year. Save thousands on our best-selling Silverado Crew Cab. Unwrap the season's low payment on the new Chevy Cruiser Malibu. Many qualify for zero down and no payments until after the new year. So you can treat yourself to a new car for Christmas, and we'll include 2 years scheduled maintenance at no extra cost. If you're caught up in the holiday rush, save time and money by shopping with us online at tomlight.com. Once you see our year-end specials, you won't want to shop anywhere else. No waiting, big year-end discounts, and choose from the largest Chevy inventory in the Brazos Valley. Now you can drive home for the holidays in a new Tom Light Chevrolet. Don't miss the year-end event at Tom Light Chevrolet. North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rockberry Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service.